Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Indeed, Lord, you are the faithful God of heaven and earth. We behold the heavens and the work of your hands. Then what is man? What is man that you are mindful of him, of us? You know us inside out. There is nothing hidden from your sight. You're the all-knowing God. Every thought that crosses our minds. You know us from afar. You hedge us in from behind and in front. All day long, your Spirit goes with us. If I go to the highest mountains, you are there. If I go to the depths of the valley, you are there. Even the most depths of the sea, the bottom part of the ocean, you are there. You are always there. You deliver men from the fiery oven. You deliver men from the stormy seas. You deliver men when the Egyptian army comes from behind to kill, to steal, to destroy. You are the deliverer. You are the sure Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you again for the word that burns with fire. The word, as you said, is my word not like a fire that breaks the rock. So it is, Lord. That's why it's called the letters of fire. Teach us your word that we might have faith to believe. Always believe. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, thank you very much, everybody. Sometimes I do get surprises, and here comes a whole, well, part of the family, because there's still three grandchildren that were not here. Two are sitting in university, and the rest are all here. And I'm going to dive straight into the Word of God. I am very blessed, and here is somebody with some form of growth, neck, ruggraat, albei arms, middelfinger, ringfinger. Prayer request. And this woman's name is Liffy. Who's Liffy? Who is Liffy? Where is Liffy? Come to me, please. I don't normally do this in the morning, but nothing stops me. Few things stops me. God goes for you. And Clinton Christian. Well, Christian in Canada. He'll be okay. You tell him he's okay. You tell his parents he's okay. And as for you, is that your left shoulder? Give me that arm. That arm. Okay. Neck, ruggraat, albei arms, a problem. No problem. Really no problem. Middelfinger, ringvingers, gaan dood as jy slaap. Niks gaan dood as die Here in die omgewing is nie. How many of you know that if God's around, nothing dies? Do you agree that, with that? Okay, so raise your hands, stick al twee handen hoog op. Okay, ontspan. Have you forgiven everybody?
Yes.
Okay, you feel the presence of the Lord is here. It's on you right now. And the presence is increasing. There it is. There it is. Now, just a verse that came from Gideon, where God says to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Gideon said to the Lord, that's Judges 6:13, that's not where I'm turning. I'm just quoting it. Oh my Lord, if the Lord is for us and with us, why then has this happened to us? And where are all his miracles? Everybody say miracles, which our fathers told us about. The day has come, the miracles have returned. I got one amen. Now I got 20. Amen. The miracles have returned. Amen. Give the Lord a praise offering right now. There's been a remarkable increase. You know, Paul says, my speech, my preaching, brethren, were not with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the power of God, in the manifestation of the power of God, that your faith might not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Too many preaching, too much preaching going on, too little miracles that are seen. How many of you know miracles are returning out to the body of Christ? For those who walk by faith and not by sight, they'll see many miracles this year. From the Daniel fast and the fire conference, we've seen a string of miracles every single Sunday night, tonight again. You'll see what I mean tonight. I'm right in the mood for it. How many of you believe the power of God's in this place this morning already? Luke 4:31. Then Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with executive power, authority, tribunate, authority, power. In other words, executive power is like the authority to carry out what you're saying and what you're doing. Now, in the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet, come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. And they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying again, what word is this? For with authority and power, again the same word, executive authority and miraculous ability, he commands unclean spirits and they come out. And the report of him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Dear friends, good morning to you. And, I'm extremely blessed. I think on this earth, we're particularly blessed with God's children. This is the treasure of God sitting here. And everyone gives his life to Jesus, becomes part of the treasure of God. We notice that the Word of God is worth authority. The Word of God is to be preserved. Now, the Scripture tells us that the entrance of the Word brings light, revelation, understanding, even to the simple. Then the Word goes on, Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my foot and a light to my path. A lamp to my foot and a light to my path. It is a lamp, it is a light. If you go to 1 John 1 verse 7, it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Continuous tense in the aorist verb in the Greek tells you it happens all the time. Just as we endeavor to work and walk in the light. To walk in the light in the first place is to walk in the Word. This Word is immensely powerful. And I want to take you back to a scene which I showed you 3 months ago. I was out in Israel, and God said in Jeremiah chapter number 7, verse number 12, "Now go back to Shiloh, where I put my word at first." Shiloh is also a name. Shiloh is a name of the Messiah. And I shared with you about this, but I didn't share it all. I'll share a little bit more today. Behind me is the mountains of Israel, and in the middle of it, I do not know if everybody will be able to see it. If you're sitting right in line, I'll just get out of the way. I wanted the old map, the one that is the old map, right? The old one. There's an old one, and then there's this one, which is a little... There we are. This is the original one when they first discovered it. And this is on... It was in the series of the Return of the Glory of God, which I don't think we finished with because the glory of God is still returning. But encircled here is the name of God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yeah, you see it very clearly in the Hebrew. If you can read Hebrew, you'll see the letters. There they are in the orange block or the yellow block, yellow and orange block. And just to the left bottom corner, you can't quite see it so well because it's very much on this side. You have Shiloh or Shiloh, from whence we get our oil. Pentecost is approaching again. And what a thing, this whole thing with Shiloh. And the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. You think that God shaped the mountains of this earth and put his trademark, his own name, stamp of approval on his creation at a place called Shiloh. There are two places in my life this big. One is Shiloh, another one, of course, is Jerusalem altogether. It's still the highest, with the cross of Jesus and, of course, the Garden of Gethsemane. The whole story of Jerusalem is magnificent of all. This is the first place where the tabernacle stood. But to give you an idea how powerful and how awesome this Word of God is, if you're Jewish, you could read that immediately, because when Moshe, which means Moses in Hebrew, in the Jewish quarter in the Jerusalem square, sat and spoke to me, he's an Orthodox Jew, sat and spoke to me, and he brought out, we were discussing, where were you? And I said, I was at Shiloh, and I spoke to him about something, which I'm going to talk about now. And then he said, you know, I just feel to show you this. And now it's not quite a thing for them to come out with something that is a treasure. I've got he actually gave me a scroll with this picture. And he said, you see this? What do you see? And that orange block was not on it, just the circle. And I immediately saw Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. There it is. There's the name. The name above every name. And right here is Shiloh, right there. So now, getting to Shiloh, he puts his word in the mountains. His name actually is written in those mountains. And right here in that name, again, I'll just point with a finger right in the name. It's like a blank spot over here. There's Beth-El, Beit-El, where there was seen, the English translation says a ladder, but it's not a ladder, a stairway into heaven. And it's holy ground all the way. This is all connected with Jerusalem. Jerusalem sits, in fact, you see it on the map. It's right next to Jerusalem. Now, when we got to Shiloh, there was something that I want to show you, and I think this is very important that you see how important it is to walk in the Word and how God treasures what He has written and how we should treasure and read what He has written. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. In the Jewish Orthodox world, the Word of God is called the letters of fire. If you look at the scroll, which is known as the Torah, at a place called Beit HaTfitzot in Tel Aviv, there you see a scroll of fire that goes up several stories within the building. And the whole scroll is lit up in an orange light that simulates fire. It looks like that entire scroll that goes up in a like a stairway is a scroll of fire, like Beit El, which was a stairway. It's a scroll of fire. When we arrived at Shiloh, they asked a few questions, and the lady in charge of the whole place and said, "Oh, you've been here before?" And said, "Well, I've come to replenish the oil, because this is the best oil of Israel here, the best anointing oil you can get on the planet." And so that's the same trees and oil that King David himself was anointed with. And Samuel also used that oil to anoint King Saul, later out of a horn, King David, out of a flask, King Saul. And so then King David, a horn is a dead animal, out of the death of the flesh comes the flow of the anointing. So that's the birthplace of the prophets, it's the birthplace of the kings, and the starting point of the kings, whole new era of Israel. Jesus is the son of David, the son of God. She said, "Did you see the latest diggings, which I've heard from in advance, from Gassan, which is our regular guide that we had in Israel, communicated with him and said, well, you know, they got diggings there." So we go to the diggings, but before that, the lady takes us to a building there that they've built. And in the building, they've got a hologram, because there's the site. You literally see the site. It corresponds with the diggings. You see the site of the actual tabernacle. And you go into a pitch black dark building. Caught me on the wrong foot because I didn't have my camera set up for it. Didn't even think of a cell phone. Didn't think of anything like that. Just lifted the camera and shot. But there you have, in the hologram, which we saw in the dark, the outline of where the tabernacle was as it stood. And on the right and left hand, I see two of them, doesn't matter. You see the Ark of the Covenant. And then I took it from another angle because the hologram turns. So next picture, please. And there you have the Ark now going on a side view. But there is much more to the Ark. Don't move to the next picture. There was a situation that took place at Mount Sinai. That happened in Exodus 20 when God gave the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. Who led you out of the land of Egypt. And he's led you out of the Egypt, this world, of the Babylonian system. If you step over and live the kingdom of God life, you will be victorious. There's no question. It is written, I thank God, always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Always. And then something strange happened. The next picture we see here now is the ark turned sideways. But the ark has got with it, the ark has got stones around it. And I immediately was fascinated because this is done by the Jews. This is Orthodox Jews digging in the place where Joshua, Caleb, all the tribes of Israel were gathered. They waged war from there. They took the Holy Land. The Promised Land became the Holy Land given by God to them. And then in the next picture, I was astonished with what I then saw. something which I had never seen in Christianity, because we miss out on much that is actually going on. And we don't read the Midrash and the Zohar. We don't read the Dead Sea Scrolls. We don't read the Babylonian Talmud, many of the ancient scrolls and things that we don't study, but the Jews do. And he pointed out something which I never saw before, but it's confirmed in the Hebrew scrolls, that it says that you will place the commandments and with the stones, beside the stones, because which you have broken, besides the stones of the tablet which you have broken. That then from the ancient Jewish resources. What they've done is, and what I found out is, that on those broken stones, remember Moses comes down from the mountain, they build a golden calf. So in the building of the golden calf, or erection of that stupid thing, it always has horns like my hands are like this, two horns, like a moon crescent. And in the middle of the horns, always a star. And then they didn't know quite how to get that star to be fixed there. So they put a flat disc in it and they would put a star in there. And that, those two horns with the star and in it, the circle, that makes up what the golden calf looked like. And it's very ancient, comes all the way from the Babylonian era, and that's the way it was. But when God started writing the first of the Ten Commandments, God said, go down to your people, for they have greatly transgressed against me, and they have sinned, and they found other gods for them. And Moses was furious. He came down the mountain, and when he saw the people running wild, the Hebrew describes literally that people were ripping their clothes off. They were running naked. They were in their drunken stupor. They were doing exactly what was done in the ancient perverted culture. And so they were practicing that. And Moses got so angry when he reached a point that he lifted up the two stone tablets which God had written with his own finger. Ooh. The finger of God on those stones. I looked at those stones. Finger of God just cut out the letters. And Moses threw it down. As he threw it down, it broke. Then we know that Moses went a second time, did intercession for the people, came down, his face shone. Literally means to dart forth rays of light like horns, like lightning, like horns. So you see the ancient Jewish artwork of Moses always with two, what looks like lights or horns coming out above his head. It's really the light that shone from his face, and he had to keep a veil over him. But he came back with a second set, which was the Ten Commandments written on both sides. And so what happened to the stones that were broken? The stones that were broken were the stones that had the writing of God himself on. Now, I don't know about you, but nobody's going to throw any of those stones away. How many of you think they're just going to take that and just leave it there? They collected it all, and it tells you that the ancient manuscripts, and there you see what happened to it in this illustration in the hologram at Shiloh. This from the Jewish world perspective. Like I say, we always learn from so many things that we have. We just don't realize, and in certain ways we're ignorant of so many facts, and that's where I spent most of my time, to uncover those things that have been covered in one way or another. So here we see what had happened. Now the question that I asked, I said to Moshe, I could see some letters here, written here. You see it there. And you could see it all over on the stones. You see writing on these stones. And I said, Moshe, what is it about this that you're saying to me? He says, well, we, the people of Israel, believe that every single letter written by God in His Word must be preserved. We do not believe to throw away but one letter of God. We believe that His Word is a complete. Treasure, even broken stones that have His writing on are to be preserved. Now I will take out of them the heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, that I will write my commandments, my new covenant, as God said. I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Those people who believe, those who are in Christ, I will take away the stony heart and I will write within their hearts, upon the tablets of their hearts. By the way, we have basically two halves of the heart, which breaks up in four quarters. But if you take it, the heart is really what is in a way signified here. And God says, I will write my laws on their hearts and they will serve me. So sometimes somebody breaks up and somewhere he had a meeting with God and somebody he got broken. Someday he got broken up for some reason. Someday somebody is down and out and feels like a stone cast away. I got good news for you. God never casts you away. If His Word comes into contact or comes into contact with your heart, you are precious. Are you listening to me? If He's washed you in the blood of Jesus and His Holy Spirit has written the commandments, in the first place, the royal commandment of love right here in your heart, even if you're a broken stone, even if you're a burnt stone, like in the days of Nehemiah, even if you're a burnt stone, doesn't matter. You are His treasure. You are His prized possession. So the Jews, coming purely from Jewish history, preserved the rest of the stones along with a pot of manna. And of course, in this illustration, the stones are all lifted to the top. But if you take the two stones, the size of the two stones, drop it to the bottom, there was the pot of manna and the rod of Aaron placed in there also. That's what the Jewish people, the Orthodox Jews, believe. They said there's no way in the world that we're going to throw away anything that God wrote on. In fact, it was not even to be picked up by anybody except the priests. Only the people that were sanctified for this purpose could pick up those stones and collect them carefully. Not a chip could be lost. And I'll tell you something, if your life has been broken, we deal with broken lives here at the church. We deal with people that are hurt, people that are broken, but they still love Jesus. They just cannot understand why they're in the state they are. But God sees them like that. He sees the full picture. Coincidence? No. God incidence. God is the God of restoration. God will restore your life. If you give Him a chance, He restores your life. This word is to be treated with honor and with respect. This is a very, very, very holy book, for it is the word that became flesh and dwelt amongst us. What a word is this Verse 36, for with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. Verse 32, Luke 4:32, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And by the way, he never leaves his word because his word is part of him. He doesn't even leave one piece of his word, because you know that each and every one of those letters, every one of them, have a specific meaning. They pictographs, they have meaning. And they are shaped in such a way as to release creative power. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But here is a big problem for us. A big problem for us. When we read this book, now notice my words, which I'm about to say. I preach short tonight, and then I'm ministering in the spirit, praying for people. When we read, we don't enter in. Everybody say enter in. When we worship God, we don't enter in. Let me explain to you. Somebody comes to church, stands around. Ah, there's Betty. She's got a nice dress on today. I think mine's better. And, really, Joe could have worn a pair of trousers instead of a pair of shorts. Maybe then he'll get saved. No, God will save him with a pair of shorts. There's Jack. He's got a ring in his ear. Oh, he can never get saved. No, God will save him with a ring and all. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody. We created these things as nonsense. When we read the Word of God, we don't enter in. We don't cut off this thing. I haven't got mine with me, the cell phone. The cell phone is now these days, when I enter in, my cell phone is switched off. Nobody can get a hold of me except Maud. She knows how to get a hold of me, but otherwise, nobody else. The world gets just cut off just like that. Because in the middle, you're busy with this stuff that I'm showing you here. And somebody phones me and says, don't you think you need some more insurance for your car? Or maybe he has a funeral policy. You know, like, bless their darling hearts and stupid heads. But you know, I just switched, my phone just goes right off because I'm a man of God. So you have to sit, everybody say focus. Focus and enter in. Everybody say focus and enter in. The other thing is, when you pray, you need to enter in. Now, some people don't know just what I'm talking about. But you are entering into His presence. I enter into the Holy of Holies. I enter in by the blood of the Lamb, right? The Hebrew is way beyond. Let me explain this to you like this. Forgive me for a moment getting like little Hebrew. But if I say, for example, to God, I'm talking to God now. I say, forgive me. Then I would say, no, let's leave. Now I say to somebody else first, just like my friend. I've done something. Dennis is cross with me because what I've done with Dennis now, Dennis, you know, I say, shlachli, forgive me. Okay? Now, there is, let's say, Shemaine. I say, in the case, of the female. I say, Shilchli. If I say to all of you, forgive me, I would say, Shilchuli. But if I talk to God, there's another word. I close my eyes, I look up to heaven, because there's a roof on top, and outside it's nothing. Otherwise I'd look, and I just look up to heaven, I say, Shlach na. That is the expression of recognizing guilt to the highest authority that exists. Shlach na. Not shlachli, not shlechuli, shlachna. David said, O Lord, please forgive me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. He confesses before Nathan the prophet. He says, shlachna. He doesn't say shlachli. Difference, big difference. When you look down in prayer, you're looking down. When you in prayer, you look up. If you're under a roof, you just close your eyes, because otherwise you see the ceiling. Just close your eyes and you enter in. Can you give the Lord a praise up for him? I close with one more thought. Way too little. I've done way too little today, but I have enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed that too. When it comes to worship, I've had a problem with worship. Worship, you have to enter in. This is the problem. I've had the band at my house the other day, and I noticed they've already started doing what I want them to do. And I asked them to, you know, this band has produced CDs, about 7 or 8 of them. 8. There's now one coming out. The only one I couldn't find was number two. But we found all of them. So we can put them in digital form. It is the music of this church. And I said, some of those songs that we sang in times past were so anointed that now watch now, you didn't need to sit and read the words or stand and read the words because you just know them. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning my soul, I don't know those words there, my song will rise to thee. Holy, holy, holy. Those songs, you shut your eyes, you close your eyes, you know the song, you look up, and if you are bothered by the roof of the lights, just close your eyes, but you look up. Like Shlachni, you look up and you say, Lord, holy, kadosh, 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 holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Adonai Elohim Tsevaot. Christianity has had songs that work. Modern day songs so often remind me of a discotheque. Now, I might as well say amen, or you're going to have to say, oh my. You're going to say, well, you know, let me tell you something. There's some songs that were produced in Christianity, like I've Just Seen Jesus. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Then sings my soul. Their songs, you just close your eyes, man, and you enter in. And when you enter in his presence, you pray like that, a prayer is answered. That is the function We've got these incredible musicians, all of them. I just love them. They're like my kids. I just love them. But I don't need boom, 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 ek, full, nader aan, so, met my lewe, ek, gaan, nou, as ek nie ophou nie, then I am going to develop a headache, like this, very quickly. And I'm being stupid and I'm not entering in nowhere and God's not even looking at that. Because I'm being stupid. Are you listening to me? How many of you love God in this place? Give the Lord a praise offering right now. Amen. Now, how many of you would like to say to God, please forgive me for all my sins, for all my wrongs, past, present, and future? Then raise both your hands. And say after me, Shlachna Adonai Yeshua. You've just said, forgive me, Lord Jesus. That's what you've done. Just bow your heads. Just bow your heads. You know, some of you are like those broken stones. But God treasures you. Some of you have even been in churches before. But God treasures you. And then you drifted off into the world and you got scorched and burnt. You became a burnt, broken stone. Some of you don't even know if you died, dear Lord Jesus. If you're going to heaven or not, you don't even know it. But that's part of my job, and it's a glorious privilege to pray for you, to say, Lord God, forgive. Lord God, wash them in your blood. For them I pray, Shlachna. And I say, my Lord, forgive them and wash them in your blood. And please write their names in the book of life. Just as your word has come to their hearts. And you say, Lord, I just want to make a commitment to Jesus Christ. I don't want to spend my time struggling, battling in life, in every area, financial, everywhere I go is a battle. You say, my Lord and my God, save me. Just save me. Raise your hands, I'll pray for you quickly. If I see your hands, I'll pray. Yes, all over, I see hands going up everywhere. Yes, I pray for you, I will pray for you. It'll be my great pleasure to do that. God bless you, 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 God bless you. All over, I see hands going up. There's a whole string over there and more people. Yes, sir, thank you. Today I'll pray for you too. Shlachna, for you. Dear Jesus. Maybe you've been in a church and then you drifted away from church and it's een groot gemors. It's a big mess. You must take life as it comes. It's a mixed thing altogether, like smorgasbord. It's like everything in one plate. It just comes whether you like it or not. You say, Pastor, I need to know that my name is in the book of life also, you know. Now, you know what? That's your pastor's business to help you. And I'll pray for you. If you haven't raised your hand now, raise quickly. I'll pray for you as well. Just raise there. God bless you. God bless you at the back. More hands going up. God bless you. God bless you. All over. God bless you there at the back. Yes. This is my last call to everybody. Would you just, all the people that raise their hands now that I would pray for you, you're all over the place. I need to see you properly. As your hand opgesteken, staan. And if you feel that you need to stand along with them, then stand along with them too. Because if that's in your heart, just all the people, if you raise your hand, stand. Wherever you are, just stand. Wherever you are, just stand. That's right, just stand up. Everywhere, just stand. And if you're sitting there and there's any form of resistance in your heart, and the devil is saying to you, keep seated, then you break that curse now and you stand on your feet and say, devil, you're a liar, because I'm going to catch my blessing. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, indeed. Now, all of you in the front, all of you right there, I can't even see you. It's too far away from me. And there, I can't see. Those people are like in the darkness, right at the back, in the shadow. Would you just come to me? Let me pray here for you. Come, walk to me quickly. Come to me. Come quickly. Come. 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 Just stand next to one another. Next to one another. Like that, and close in, because it's a lot of people. Give the Lord a praise offering. Give the Lord a praise offering. Stand down here. Stand down here. Stand down all the way down there. Thank you as you are there. Every usher, every counselor, every Bible school student, every pastor, every pastor's wife, amal van julle, please come help quickly. Quickly, quickly. I need somebody to put a warm hand behind these people. Don't you love Jesus? Come on, everybody, give him a proper praise offering right now. Amen. Amen. Now, my dear friends, here in the front, all of you that have come out for the first time today, I want to pray with you and for you, and we're all going to pray with you. Raise your hands towards them. And you could say this a million times and never harm you. It'll always be good for you. Everybody, close your eyes, look up to heaven, and say after me, according to the Bible, I now confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and His Lordship over my life. And I believe in my heart that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus Christ, be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give my life to you now. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that I can approach you now through the blood of Jesus. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Forgive me all my sins. I repent of sin and evil. Again, I repent of sin and evil, and write my name in the book of life. I thank you that I'm filled with your Spirit today. From here and forevermore, I'll walk with God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Everybody look at me here in the front. Can I ask you all, because you're now part of the treasure. You're God's treasure. It's just what you are now. Come all this way, you're God's treasure. It's what you are. We love you. And I just want to, because you're important, that pastor over there wants you just to say hello. They want to hug you and say hello to you and share a blessing with you. And then after that, it won't take long. Then you can go. Just turn to your heart side and go and follow those people there at the back. Just everybody, just walk through all the way, all the way. Just turn to your heart side and just move that way and follow them all the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't you think God's busy with something here in Little Falls? Now, for those who did not quite hear that statement, how many of you believe God's doing something here at Little Falls? Just remember, if you want to enter into prayer, close your eyes, look up, for He's in heaven above and at the same time dwells in your heart. And then worship Him and enter in. The music will help you if you have such music. Worship music. Ask Him to wash you in His blood. Forgive everybody. Invite Him back in your life for the day. Pray over everything you do. And He'll be with you to sustain you, to take care of you, to love you, to protect you at all times, to provide for you. Why would you be worried? Why would you be concerned about anything? And if you're a broken stone, hey, let me tell you something. The God I know is the God of restoration. I said, the God I know is the God of restoration. Those people are starting a new walk with God now. You're on the road. If all of you did come out, that should have come out. Amen. Amen. Congratulations, Dr. Gijs Vermeulen and Linda, with a grandson. Amen. Well, would you all rise, and I'll see you tonight. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you eternal salvation and peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All God's people said, Amen. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.